Getting the smile and confidence you've been dreaming about, all from the comfort of your home, isn't a total mystery with Bite Clear Aligners. Just don't be surprised if all your friends start asking, "What's your secret?" Begin by ordering your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95. Bite Clear Aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces, plus they offer flexible financing, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
You're listening to the Todd and Tyler Radio Empire.
Some of the players that had Terry Jones.
Monty Python's Terry Jones, by the way.
Include, but are not limited to, Skip and Dot's Hot Tub and Todd's taint mullet.
Ew. Just blowing in the wind.
Maybe shave down the middle, let the hair grow on the sides of your balls. By the way, speaking of manscaping, somebody got a hold of us, and I'm thinking I'm going to get one of these things because he's right.
I wondered about this. Because, I was going to bring this up.
Because this one doesn't nip at your balls.
Yeah, I was looking at it yesterday.
I've done what Todd's done with my regular razor, and you take that guard off, it nips your balls. It hurts.
The email that we got said.
Oh, you saw it. Good. Okay.
Yeah. This gentleman writes in. I'm not going to say his name, even though it doesn't say "don't say my name."
Yeah.
Oh, all right.
Or is that not how that works?
No, you don't need to give him up.
All right. Says his wife got him one of those Manscaped clippers for Christmas. Here's how they differ from his face clippers. He says he can remove the guard and not cut his scrotum with the new clippers.
I do that beard clipper. That's why I use the guard all the time. It would clip my nuts.
So they're sack safe.
They're sack safe.
They call it advanced skin safe technology.
Right.
And that is on the lawnmower 3.0 model.
Okay.
It's called the lawnmower.
I'm going to look into that. What's the brand name?
Manscaped.
Manscaped. Okay.
Yeah. When I saw that email, I'm thinking I'm buying that.
That email also said it comes with a toner. Yeah, like to tighten up your balls.
Yeah, ball deodorant and toner.
Yeah, what's a toner do?
I don't know. I think of toner as like a copy machine, but I think toner here makes it. It's supposed to make it look better.
Or a bronzer, maybe it bronzes your balls. You know?
No, I think it tightens them up, makes them look firmer.
90-minute runtime on one charge, in case you've been neglecting things for a long time.
Yeah. If you run out of battery in one session, you needed that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, you're doing every dude around you.
What's the cost on that?
Line them up.
$70.
Yeah. I should look into that.
That's with the replacement blade plan on it here, but yeah.
Because I've never nicked myself with the
razor.
I have.
But I imagine
it happens, believe me, yeah.
See, I would be afraid to try it the first time, even though they say, hey, use it anywhere. That's what the commercials say.
I wouldn't push real hard because then you can't, but I would slowly realize it's not nicking.
I understand the apprehension.
Yeah, that's what they sure they do. Trimming's fine. Right. We're going to let that go.
You probably have to just ease into it until you build some confidence in the
But even then, the first
lawnmower.
Time. But the first time you touch it.
Sure. It's human nature.
Touch it.
Or dude nature.
Touch the pickle. See, you didn't even have to hit the button on
that. No, I didn't hit the button with that. Yeah.
Shave the pickle.
Yeah, that I'm afraid of shaving
my
the pickle.
My God, the balls on these guys.
Bush is looking at the internet right now.
Now I have
they're all toned.
I've nicked the base with a razor before.
You
got to be careful.
I'm afraid of that.
But Todd's taint
that'll
mullet.
That'll ruin things for a while.
It's one of the Deadpool hits, Todd's taint mullet.
Yeah. Right. And totally baseless because I keep that trim.
Well, the trimmer, too, it sucks a lot more if you find out the blades need oil and you're down there.
Oh,
if a hair gets caught in there, it's very painful.
Oh, it's too late for an oil in that.
Yeah.
Yeah, I really think this place should just send us some.
I think so, too. We did 2 days of commercials with it.
I don't believe it. They're going to have to prove it to me.
I'd love to do a live commercial. We do live commercials on the home station here at Z, and I should... Hey, I want to shave... You're nuts all hairy? Go for it.
We would gladly
endorse that product. I can do 60 seconds on your nuts.
Alert the sales staff.
Damn it.
I might have talked over you there.
I think you did.
Damn it.
Sell it.
Start the timer.
You're familiar with Gwyneth Paltrow.
I'm glad you're bringing this up. Yes.
Are you glad I'm bringing this up?
Because I, yes. Because what's that candle smell like? I think we know.
Gwyneth Paltrow and her online Goop store is selling a candle for $75. They claim it has a fragrance packed with geranium, citrusy bergamot, and cedar.
And?
The product description reads, "This candle started as a joke between perfumer Douglas Little at Heretic and Gwyneth Paltrow. The two were working on a fragrance, and she blurted out, this smells like a vagina.
That vagina is ground zero, man."
But then it evolved into a funny, gorgeous, sexy, and beautifully unexpected scent. The candle is called "This Smells Like," I think they mean Gwyneth Paltrow's, "My Vagina."
So it smells like a 47-year-old vagina. All right. Raise your hand.
The candle is currently sold out on both Goop's and Heretic's websites.
So both...
So I got by without saying that, didn't I?
Yeah, you did.
Yeah.
You tiptoed around that.
Does it smell like her vagina?
I can't answer that specifically. I'd give it a go.
Get hold of Chris Martin. He would know.
Yeah. So it started as a joke. I figured, Jay, that Biff, like, you know, scientists sticking their nose in her crotch. And like, did we match it yet?
You're right. No, this is self-reported.
I understand that. But you know damn well Chris Martin's getting jokes from his bandmates from Coldplay because they're fun guys, I'm sure.
Right.
Hey, Chris, does this candle smell like her vagina? He would know.
I just assume that the
guy... And who was her first...
Did she have a thing with Brad Pitt?
Well, they banged years ago,
yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
But I mean a current 47-year-old vagina. And Chris Martin was her latest boy. They're not together anymore.
Yeah, just judging from everything else Coldplay's done, I just assume they don't know what fun is.
Yeah.
I suck. I assume they don't understand
they
what fun
they
actually
suck.
Is.
Yeah.
You know how conceited you have to be like, you know what, this entire room should smell like my vagina.
Yes.
That stuck to the tape. stuck to the tape.
Thank you, Nick. And we'll hear that next.
Welcome.
And we don't disagree.
We were so quiet.
Get that cinnamon out of here.
Didn't you notice how quiet we got there, Dick?
Yeah, it got a little ominous towards the end.
I could tell towards the end you realized what was happening.
You were already committed at that point.
Yeah. You can't bail in.
So it's sold out. No word on if the candle will be restocked or not at either Goop or Heretic.
Why not? It sells
out.
It's a
$75 candle.
Now, is it a sweet smell in the vagina, or is it something that's been, you know, like you mentioned earlier, playing softball all day?
Gangrene.
It's like a catcher's mitt.
Gangrenous. That should not be the smell.
Packed with geranium, citrusy bergamot, not familiar, and cedar.
I like the smell of cedar, but I don't want a vagina to smell like cedar. It sounds like it smells like a brand new, a trunk.
Yeah. What if you've also packed
that? Of your grandparents' closet.
You smell like kindling.
What if you also packed that thing with geranium and citrusy bergamot?
Yeah, I think I know what geranium smells like.
I don't know what bergamot is.
Yeah,
but apparently it smells like vagina.
Right.
Todd, it looks like you're some kind of butt or vagina.
I don't know what that is. That was Todd saying butter vagina, but it was somebody else saying it.
Butter vagina?
Butter vagina.
Yeah. They were apparently addressing me.
Hopefully she doesn't get confused and light her tampon string on fire and blow herself up. Looks like a wick.
Yes, it does, like a wick.
Coming up this week on WeTV.
That's one of those alternative channels, digital tier.
Well, yeah, that's where they decide to air it.
Wouldn't your yoga class smell like that? That candle.
I don't think so.
It's all women in your class, right?
Mostly,
okay. Except for Todd's farts.
Yeah,
right. That's right. That covers
that's
up any
tipping the scales.
So any sweet smell of a JJ
that negates all of that.
Yeah, good point. They probably say it does smell like that unless Todd's here. And it smells like Todd's ass.
It is sweet smelling.
That sweet smelling Todd's coming in.
You can host the best backyard barbecue when you find a professional on Angie to make your backyard the best around. Connect with skilled professionals to get all your home projects done well. Inside to outside, repairs to renovations. Get started on the Angie app or visit Angie.com today. You can do this when you Angie that.
CarMax is putting peace of mind back in car shopping by putting you in the driver's seat to find a ride that's right for you. Because at CarMax, we believe you shouldn't just settle for a car. You should love your car. That's why every car we sell is CarMax certified quality, so you can be sure with upfront pricing that's the same for every customer. So don't settle. Find love at first drive and start shopping now at CarMax.com. CarMax, the way car buying should be.
Coming up this week on WeTV, an episode of Extreme Love featuring husband and wife Michael Lee and Angela. And I don't know how to say your last name. It's pronounced P-E-A-N-G.
What do they do?
Or, I'm sorry, it's spelled P-E-A-N-G.
What's the extreme part of this story?
Michael Lee and Angela Pang is what we're going to go with. They are husband and wife from Eagle Mountain, Utah. They are first cousins. Now, in their home state of Utah, intercourse between cousins is illegal.
So they just do butt stuff?
No, they are flaunting the law.
Oh.
She's pregnant. And since the baby's existence proves that they had sex, they could face up to $10,000 in fines and 5 years in prison.
Yeah.
They say that they are certain that the child
will be limping
due in May,
yeah,
will be delivered safely and in good health following tests that they went through to rule out any disability. She said that they had to do their due diligence. She told the New York Post that they did genetic testing and found out it was okay for them to parent together. They were married, not in Utah as to avoid problems, but on a day trip to Grand Junction, Colorado.
You can do it in Colorado?
Really?
Yeah. Well, you can get cousins can get married in most places.
But not
apparently.
First cousins. I know first cousins.
First
could.
Cousins can get married in most places, or at least some places.
But no sex.
They say unions between cousins are legal in more than half of U.S. states.
Why wouldn't they just move to one of those states?
First cousins
because
different
are
than
living
second cousin.
Where they want to, you know, with family and whatnot, where but their family is.
But first cousin is different than second, third, and fourth. I mean, obviously, fourth cousin, anybody can get married, I guess. But
yeah, between first cousins.
But first cousin, I mean, that's your parents
legal
are brother
in more
and sister.
Than half of U.S.
Your parents
states.
Are brother and sister, or brother and brother, or sister and sister. That's pretty hardcore.
It's a shallow gene pool.
Yeah.
Yeah.
My nephew's my son-in-law. That's just whack, man. Were they raised, like, in the same neighborhood?
No. They only saw each other a couple times when they were kids.
Like
however,
a lot of,
when they were kids.
Like a lot of cousins.
Like
do,
when
yeah.
they were seven, for instance.
Yeah.
They said that they immediately had, you know, some simpatico. They,
right.
you know, that they enjoyed each other's company immediately. They say that now they want to legitimize their relationship to console members of the family. And when they got married, they hoped that it would put them at ease. They didn't. It didn't necessarily. They first met when they were seven. They say there was an instant connection.
I'll tell you what, though. If the first baby's healthy, you better not have a second one. Don't you think there are odds
yeah,
of...
You're taking your chances.
Odds, yeah. Odds of not getting yeah. something wrong, you know?
They've now each been married. And after they each got divorced, they, you know, hooked back up again. They got reunited at Grandma's Christmas party.
Of course they did.
Oh.
The same grandma. Yeah.
Hitting the noggin, banging your cousin.
She said that by the end of the party, her body language was signaling to him.
Hey, here you go.
And she said, instead of telling the kids...
My candle smells like my cousin.
Instead of telling the kids... They said they just let them observe what was going on by cuddling and holding hands in front of the kids.
Oh, they had kids. They already had kids with each
she
other.
She had three.
Oh, God, okay. I only have dude cousins, so, you know, I didn't have that problem of being attracted to one of my,
she says
my cousins.
Their whatever, sex dude. Life is smoking.
Wow, see, we didn't need to know that.
Yeah. Well, they're having sex. I don't care if they're having sex.
After all these years, you're really going to try to play that I'm not attracted to dudes card with us?
Well, not my cousins.
Seriously?
Not my cousins.
But you made it sound like that was the only reason you weren't attracted to them.
So you can find out more about Mike and Angie.
And we'll ship them some cousin rubbers.
Yeah, cousin. That's right. Cousin rubbers are extra thick.
On Extreme Love.
Of course, they're going after these two, but the polygamous colonies.
On WeTV.
That's fine. Polygamy is actually, you know, on the books, illegal in Utah, but they don't go after.
I never understood why that was illegal either, for that matter.
Because,
as long as you're not ripping off the government with your insurance or whatever, why can't you be as many women as you want to be?
If everybody's there by choice.
Yeah.
I've always agreed with that take. But,
I never got it.
A lot of these guys, and we learned this from Big Love HBO, is a lot of their wives are 12.
Yes, that's the problem. That's what's illegal.
Yep.
I don't like that part.
But they don't go after those guys because they all live in heavily armed compounds, and they don't want to mess with them.
Right.
They just leave them alone.
What is extreme marriage? Extreme marriage. Is that what the show's called? Extremes. What's it called?
Extreme.
That means there's other categories besides cousins, right?
Yeah.
So what's extreme? Just different
extreme
body types.
Love.
Yeah, I was gonna
say love.
So somebody loves their couch.
Yeah, they could do that.
Oh, that kind
loving
of
loving the car.
Oh, the car. Loving the car is actual thing, right?
Yeah.
One couple that rollerblades all the time.
There you go.
That's extreme. Oh yeah, I'm looking at the show's website. Yeah. There's Dean who loves his dolls.
All right.
That's gonna be
love dolls.
Yeah.
Okay. Well,
That's not Dean Dollbreaker, is it?
I don't know. I'm just looking at the
breaks in the
titles
dolls.
Here.
No, that's the guy's
name. That's his name, isn't it?
The guy who loved those dolls, the real dolls, and had several of them, and did a lot of testing on them. The name that he chose to use was whatever his first name was. I forget what. But the last name was Dollbreaker.
That's right. That's right.
Yeah, that's probably him.
Breaker in half.
Real surname or like legally changed to Dollbreaker?
No, it was just the name he used. Yeah, it was Dollbreaker.
Stage name.
Yeah.
For a doll bag.
It's also pretty brutal.
Like there's people with, they love slime. There's foot fetish people. There's, that 83-year-old chick that was banging the 30-some-year-old guy.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I still think the cousins are seen like the most normal out of the group so far, you know?
They do.
And the foot fetish is no big deal. I guess you're into that crap, you know?
Oh, a couple that's got
Rich
an open,
Ryan does it.
Open relationship, and they've had over 100 other third-person people come into it.
Man.
Well, then they know how to do it right.
They do.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, if it's working for them after 100.
Right.
Oh, here's good news.
Can you imagine having, do you have any girl cousins, Nick?
Yeah, I do. I can imagine that.
Yeah, that's what I'm trying to put that in people's heads there.
You could hear Nick thinking, oh, God, I don't know if I want to answer
this. Do you have any cousins, Puss?
Yeah.
Girls?
Yeah.
Your age?
Yeah.
Okay, no sexual attraction,
no.
Right?
Yeah, first cousins, it's like, it's too close.
It's the family.
Right.
Your parents are brother and sister. Or brother and brother, like I said.
They had met each other maybe a couple of times.
I understand that. And that's at least a good part of the story.
And they had really gotten along each of those two times.
Oh, yeah. He liked the smell of that, apparently.
Well, first time was when they were 7.
Well, don't be weird, Craig.
No. Just letting you know.
He knew she was going to be hot when she was 7.
Seven. Because he was 7.
He was 7,
Why didn't she go to grandma's all the time?
Somebody in the family had to say, nah, this ain't going to happen.
Well, nobody
knows. Well, she at one point, when she was 7, I think it was she that said to her mom that she was going to marry that kid.
Yeah, well, kids, people say
that. And mom said, well, you can't do that, but you can be friends.
Right.
She proved her mom wrong.
But every family's got little skeletons. That's a big one. Though you walk in, who are those two? Like you say you're in the family and you meet somebody, and you're bringing them to check out their family. I got warned you ahead of time. My cousins are married.
But
so when they both
unless
say
it comes up,
well, they're both going to say, "Hey, mom and dad," to somebody else, and they're going, "What this?" And they say, "Mom and dad," to two separate people that are actually their parents.
Oh,
and they're going to figure it out.
Yeah. Why is that kid running into the wall all the time? Nah, he's got to point him in another direction. He'll go down the hallway.
Or that one. when they have that kid. Why is that kid running into the wall? Oh, because his parents are cousins.
I forgot about that conversation. Yeah.
There's got to be a stat sheet on, you know, the chances that that kid's going to have problems.
Yeah, there is a stat sheet on that. It's, I mean, fine.
And they lucked out of it, didn't you? Know.
It's about double.
I thought it was about double.
Yeah. The chances, let's see. According to a 2018 Columbia University study, the chances of cousins having a genetic disorder is 4 to 7% compared to 3 to 4% for non-related couples.
No, so it's pretty
4 to 7%.
It could be a normal kid.
Mostly, yeah.
Yeah, but there are people that don't have genetic disabilities that run in the walls. So this, yeah, it's a good chance this kid's going to run into a few walls.
Yeah, he's going to have a tough time.
Just the family in general doesn't sound that smart.
Well, then if he marries his cousin, it's going to be bottomless pit of
old
gene pool. Yeah.
So I don't know anything about this genetic testing she claims that they went through to prove to them that it was okay to parent together. I'm unfamiliar with that, but just because I'm unfamiliar with that means nothing.
Right. We'll just have to ask the question to the doctor would suck. Why do you want this test? Well, we're kind of related.
Doctor's like, I told you, just butt stuff.
Exactly. Yeah, I stuck to the tape, too. I think I might have laughed at the end of that one.
I wonder if there's other cousins then, like, at these grandma's house that are, like, looking at another one being like, hey,
yeah.
If it's cool with them.
Everything's fair game. Because one of the dudes is a dog in that family. All dudes are dogs at one point in their life.
Well,
how you doing?
Either that or you go the other way. And you go, oh, God, I could never do that.
Yeah.
Ugh.
Yeah.
Yeah.
What if your cousin's completely hot, though? I mean, they drop dead gorgeous.
Well, you could still have a...
Yeah, sex with her. Just don't have kids with her.
Well, you could still have a horrible reaction to the thought as well.
Well, you do your sisters because you're raised with your sisters. You're not raised with your cousins in the same house. You know, it's two different thoughts.
I guess.
You know? Mm-hmm. It would make holiday planning easier because you...
I think we're turning around this subject now. Well, yeah, if she's hot, marry your cousin. What the hell, man?
I don't know if we're going that far.
You'd only have one Thanksgiving you'd have to go to.
There you go.
Well, they'd every now and again, in Modern Family, they'll every now and again allude to Manny being attracted to the oldest daughter.
Yeah, you're right, right. But they weren't biological.
No, but
at
they,
all.
But they every now and again, they touch
do
on that.
He looks at her,
and somebody will just look at her and go, you have a problem.
Yeah, I remember that.
Yeah, and I learned from The Onion that many of those siblings, step-siblings in porn clips, are actually not related.
Yeah. Well, yeah, but you got that from The Onion?
Yeah.
You can't believe that.
They're just actors, apparently.
You can't believe that.
You're right.
You can't believe what The Onion says.
And there are step-siblings. I have no problems with those videos because they're not really, they don't grow parents together. Actually, they're porn stars that don't have any parents together.
Yeah, actually.
They have no parents.
Yeah. Right. Yeah.
They're just having sex.
I still can't get past that.
That doesn't bother me. Except when they say, I'll tell you what bothers me, is if a guy and a girl, and there's a daddy reference there, and they rip.
Yeah.
If it's stepbrother, stepsister, have at it. Yeah, I don't care. I can watch
sometimes
that.
Sometimes stepmom joins
I can watch that clip, too. Stepmom's usually pretty hot. Yeah. Not like real stepmoms, usually. Yeah.
Listening to the Todd and Tyler Radio Empire.
Hey, it's Todd and Tyler.
And thank you for listening to the podcast.
Please take a second to tell us how much you like the podcast.
And don't forget to comment.
Thanks again. On to the next podcast episode.